everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'd like to share with you a true story that really grabbed me and made me realize more and more how God comes to us where we are. He knows our personal stories. He knows what's happened in our life, where we are right now, and what's going to happen into the future. And He comes, He walks with us. But He comes to us. He reaches out to us so often in the different circumstances that happen to us. And He reaches out with love. And He reaches out with healing. So let me begin the story. It started with me reading in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 20, this section. He will not break a bruised reed or quench a smouldering wick until He brings justice to victory, and in His name the Gentiles will hope. He will not break a bruised reed or quench a smouldering wick until He brings justice to victory, and in His name the Gentiles will hope. And this came from a prophecy that was in Isaiah. And remember, Jesus often used, he quoted, scriptures from the Old Testament, because in the Jewish people that He was sharing with would have understood. They understood their scriptures so well, they would have understood what He was sharing about. But He explained it again in the New Testament, in the New Kingdom vision, in the new rules, laws, kingdom that He brought when He came. And the prophecy was revealing Jesus Christ, the Messiah. But now He's the Messiah. He's the Jesus Christ. And it says He will not break a bruised reed or quench a smouldering wick. It means He won't break those who are spiritually, physically, or morally weak. A reed that is already bruised and broken is not irreparable to God. A smouldering wick that's about to go out can be reignited by God. And this particular quote, then after I read it, I was reading this book on stories, and this story struck me, and it just balanced so well with this scripture. And the story is about a lady called Linda. When she was a baby, they called her Ida, but her real name was Linda, but for some reason they called her baby Ida. And she was born to a single mother who struggled a lot, was very physically, mentally weak. And when she had found out that she was expecting, she actually tried to abort the baby with knitting needles. And when baby Ida was born, she had problems and complications because of the mother trying to abort her, in that she... So was slower in her abilities to do things. She had very weak muscles. She basically was in a wheelchair where she didn't walk for a long time. She found it very difficult. Well, her mother rejected her, so she was put into foster care. But also she found it difficult to attach to people. It was like she knew that she was not wanted, so she didn't attach herself because then she could get hurt more. She was already bruised. Anyway, she was put into this foster family that had faith and nurtured her with love. And it was actually an older childless couple that cared for her and looked after her and loved her. And they had they tried to form this lasting bond with this baby. But when she was about 5 or 6 years of age, the original father who had rejected the mother had married, not the mother, married someone else, and had found out about his daughter He knew about the daughter beforehand, but now he was in a better place, and he and his new wife, and they had already had a child, wanted to bring this child in to be with them. But she didn't fit in. Well, she felt like she didn't fit in, so she didn't, again, remember, attach herself to anyone with love. They tried so hard to care for her, but she felt like she was taken away from the foster parents that she'd grown up from, a little baby that she had started to grow, get an attachment to. And she's been, what, torn away again, abandoned again. And so she stopped herself attaching with love to anybody. In her adult life, everything started to unravel. It was like a knitting, you know, knitting that you'd done, and you pull a stitch and everything was unraveling. I've done that before, and I've had to go to my mum and say, oh, come and help me, because my mum's great at fixing holes. Everything started to unravel, especially when she found out, and she didn't find out at the beginning, but she found out that her own biological mum had tried to abort her, because her mum shared with her one day, because her mum was still alive. And she understood more than, that's why I feel so abandoned, why I felt no bond with her mother. Anyway, one day someone invited her, because she was brought up in the foster family, knowing God, and her real dad tried to bring her into the Catholic Church, because that's his faith, and she was introduced to our Mother Mary, our spiritual Mother Mary, the Mother of God, and was invited one day to go to Lourdes. And because she had all these physical difficulties, but let alone the mental, spiritual difficulty of attachment, of love, and she didn't think, you know, anything would come of it, but yeah, okay, so she went along to Lourdes. And she went into the baths where they segregate the men and the women, and they generally, people who are sick in some form or some way. And as she went into the water, she felt like she had this experience of as if she was back in the womb, you know, with the amniotic fluid. And it brings tears to my eyes when I think about it. And Mother Mary came to her as her mother and re-knitted her in the womb. And as she came out, physically she didn't notice a difference, but spiritually and mentally she knew she was changed. And it's like from Psalm 139. And Our Lady, who has been given this beautiful gift from her son, really worked at Linda. And it's Psalm 139, verse 13. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. And Linda knew she was a changed person. She could actually look at people differently. She could look at them with love, because Mary, with Jesus' power, knitted her back into her mother's womb and made her different. She repaired the tragic harm, the damage, because she was bruised, she was crushed, but our God can make it perfect again. Our Lady, who was full of grace, was given the gift of grace to give to Linda. And then it so happened that Linda realized the abandonment at birth actually had left her to choose her free abandonment to her God. And so she did. She abandoned herself to even God, who she was not attached to, because she had been re-knitted from the womb into the person that God wanted Linda to be. And then her mum, she heard that her mum had terminal cancer. And she spent the last little while helping her mother, caring for her. And God allowed a much needed, holy, life-bonding gift for the mother who once had tried to abort her baby, and to the daughter who now knew that she was loved. And God gave them that time together where they could re-knit the bond that should have been there in the first place. And then Linda decided that she was going to help other women who may have similar struggles. God is so amazing. So if you feel abandoned, if you feel like you're bruised and crushed by life experiences, by relationships that have gone sour, even if it's not your mother and father, it could be brothers and sisters, it could be your husband or ex-husband, whatever it might be, whoever it might be, God can repair. God can restore. You know, if you feel like your wick is going out, you know, wick in what, smouldering, it's on the way out, even if it's faith, it's belief in God, it's just belief in humanity and the goodness that God has within each of us. If you feel you're on your way out, God can restore and reignite. So that might be your story. It might be someone in your family's story or a friend's story. Nothing is too impossible for God. So I'd like to pray right now for any of us that may feel bruised or crushed, broken in whatever way, physical, mental, spiritual, that God would come. That he would send his mother to mother us. We all need mothering. To mother us with the perfect mother so that we can be made whole. Loving Father, we worship you today. We come right now, Lord, ourselves or people that we know, when we bring them to you who are bruised, who are crushed, who are broken. Lord, we place them at your feet and we ask for your mercy and grace to come and heal us, to come and heal them. Mother Mary, would you ask your son that you would visit us, that you would visit them and show them your motherly love. Lord, we believe in your perfect goodness. We believe that you can repair and reignite us, them. And we trust in your goodwill and what you desire for each and every one of us. And may we bring you glory in our lives, in how we are, in how we act, in what we do. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus, your Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for listening today. Let us pray for those who are bruised and crushed and broken, that God may come and restore them.